With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. More than 430,000 people have survived a lung cancer diagnosis and are alive today, according to the American Cancer Society, but it's still the number one cancer that takes lives every year in this country. As more states legalize marijuana for medical and recreational use, three more in Tuesday's elections, some physicians fear the number of cancer cases could go up. Dr. Eric Presser is a thoracic surgeon. He offers advice from his book, An Empowering Guide to Lung Cancer, Six Steps to Taking Charge of Your Care and Your Life. He gives his patients his professional opinion on ingesting marijuana.
My patients that use marijuana and they want to use marijuana to get high and use the THC component, I'm telling them to use edibles and oils. The reason why I do that is because anytime you inhale smoke into your lungs, you're causing an inflammatory response. And even though that it might not be hard evidence right now about marijuana smoke and lung cancer, common sense tells us that if you smoke, you will cause damage and eventually you are at a higher risk of getting lung cancer.
Just as in national statistics, New Mexico's Department of Health reports lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths here, mostly from cigarette smoking. But we have a lower death rate than the U.S. average, and the number of cases has gone down recently. Whether that number will begin to inch back up with the passage of medical marijuana legalization 11 years ago and recreational use within the next several years remains to be seen.
And nowadays, with everything that's going on, we are more privy, if you will, to having edibles and oils, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback from my patients about that.
That's Dr. Eric Presser. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.